The U.S. government wants to send 2010 tax refunds to some people's debit cards. The new program aims to put prepaid debit cards into the hands of lower-income Americans who do not have bank accounts. Here's Lisa Chow of member station WNYC.
Here's the problem. 9 million households in the U.S., that's one of every 13 households, don't have a bank account. They often have to wait to get their tax refund check in the mail and then pay a fee to a check casher to convert it. Or they can get an advance on the refund through a tax preparation service. Either way, it's costly. Next week, the Treasury Department will offer 600,000 unbanked Americans a debit card that can receive direct deposits.
I mean, I think the government is doing this to try to get more folks into the banking system.
Chi-Chi Wu is an attorney at the National Consumer Law Center. She says the program isn't cost-free. Some people will have to pay $4.95 a month for the debit card. But she says that's a lot cheaper than the current options. The challenge will be whether the government's letter will get through to people.
It's not just another piece of junk mail. It's, you know, actually legitimately from Treasury, and it's something that could save them money.
The government says it will be using a mix of messages in its letters to see which gets more people to sign up. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Chow in New York.